Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With industrial hemp now legal to grow and process in 46 states, our next guest says the domestic marketplace confronts one vexing challenge: a broken or often non-existent supply chain connecting the hemp fields to the end users. So his company has decided to do something about it. Artie Perry is managing member of Hemp Grid, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Artie, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike.
So first of all, tell us more about your company, how it all got started.
I was born in the dairy industry, and I never thought I'd be back into farming after all these years. But when industrial hemp became legalized mostly across the United States, I realized that it was an opportunity to really dig in. I just happened to be introduced by a friend of mine who invested in a farm out in Nevada, and he asked me to turn it into a business opportunity for him and his partners. I really got interested because I'm kind of a fix-it guy myself, and I started recognizing how many holes were in the supply chain and how much good energy was trying to be poured into a system that just basically couldn't process it. So through the efforts I was offering as a consultant to many different companies, I ended up securing some advice from some good friends that were experts and CEOs, CIOs, COOs from other industry segments, and we started recognizing that the things that the industrial hemp industry was suffering from were the items that other industries had matured over the years. And so we started weaving together, if you will, some of these items and building a business case and a business plan to really help get a jump start on the industry for the good of everyone that's interested to see what this hemp plant can do.
Give us a real-world example of how the hemp supply chain works.
In the hemp industry, the absence of good buyer and seller relationships all the way through the chain is really where the weak links began. It created a lot of scenarios where many farmers who were interested decided to have more integration into their processes because they really wanted to produce for CBD processors, and maybe they couldn't find a good buy relationship with a CBD processor, so they began processing themselves, maybe or maybe not having had any manufacturing experience. You know, I think the easiest thing, because we're all familiar with automobiles, is to look at what we know the automobile supply chain is, and having BMW and Volvo and Mercedes in South Carolina is very unique. I don't think there's another state that has that kind of scenario, but many of these vehicles have over 30,000 parts that come together from a variety of different areas to assemble the car. That is so far away from where the hemp industry is right now, where people are struggling to take their product to the next level. There are people that are on the top end of the supply chain, if I said aerospace or automotive again, who would like to have hemp fiber in their vehicle because they know it's a strong material, they know it's lighter weight, they can reduce the center of gravity, but there's nobody that takes it from the farm to get it to the point where they can use it. So they're stuck waiting on the industry to mature until they can actually have access to what they want.
So what is next? What are the products that are out there that are markets for hemp?
I think that every segment of the S&P is going to be hit by this plant. Building materials, disposable goods. I firmly believe personally, and I think the rest of the team also does, that this plant has a very strong capability of being an ecosystem repair for what a lot of our desires have created, including maybe replacement of plastic. We're already seeing sipping straws being made out of hemp. We're seeing hemp fiber go into clothing. But we happen to be working on a couple of unique projects right now. One is directly involving hemp pulping, which would be used in food packaging. We have another project that we're working with hemp being married into concrete. It has a great R factor. It also adds a strength, even though it reduces the weight of the material. The industrial side, I think, is going to be the big boom and probably the economic opportunity for the next 10 to 20 years.
Well, Artie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Artie Perry is managing member of Hemp Grid. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.